This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless me and you with ikhlas, with sincerity in all we say and all we do. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Every one of us in this room have traveled once in their life, and some of us are even frequent travelers. A question to myself and to you: have you ever entered the plane and spoke to the attendant and told her, "Excuse me, I would like to speak to the pilot"? She said, "How can I help you?" You said, "I would like to ask him, where did he graduate from? How many years has he been flying? Did he have any intoxicants last night?" None of us do that. None of us do that. We enter the plane with a smile, start looking for our seat, and we sit down, and we have full trust in a complete stranger. We trust that stranger with the most precious thing that we have, our lives, and sometimes with the lives of the people we love the most. And some of us have so much trust that they sleep during the journey. 30,000 feet above the ground in a metal object, complete trust in a stranger. We have husn al-dhan. We have positive thoughts that this pilot will get me to my destination safe. My brothers and sisters, husn al-dhan billah, having positive thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith al-Qudsi, "Ana 'inda dhanni 'abdi bi in dhanna khayran falah wa in dhanna sharran falah." I am what my servant think of me. If he thinks good, I'm good. If he thinks of me evil, I'm evil. He will get evil. Whatever he thinks I'm going to give him, he will get. I have someone told me, "Sheikh, stop talking to me, stop advising me, I'm going to hell anyway." I told him, "Brother, if you are continuing your life with that mentality, you are going to hell." What do you think of Allah Azza wa Jal? Husn al-dhan billah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having positive thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jal will help us navigate in our life's ups and downs. Now imagine that you get the chance to speak to the pilot. And you went into the cockpit and you said, "You're not flying today until you tell me which route you're taking. How much fuel do you have?" And then the pilot says, "Excuse me, are you a pilot? Do you have any kind of aviation degree?" You said, "No." How arrogant that sounds! How arrogant that sounds! You are asking about things that you have no clue about. Unfortunately, we tend to do that with Allah. We don't do it with a pilot, with a human being, but we do it with Allah. "Ya Allah, why this is happening to me? I pray, I fast. Why these things are happening to me?" We forget that the one in control in this journey to the Akhirah is the all-knowing himself. The only one that knows the unseen. The one in control is the most merciful, the all-wise. So if you're going through this journey and you got some bumps, know that the one who's testing you is the most merciful, the one who loves you more than your own mother. Let's look at some examples of husn al-dhan, of positive thinking from the Quran. Let's start with the father of the messengers, Ibrahim alayhi salam. They dug a pit and they got firewood to fill it that took 1 month to collect. And the fire is blazing. And it was said that the flames hit the sky, and if a bird passes, not on top, a little bit close to the fire, it will be roasted. And then they threw Ibrahim alayhi salam, they casted him in the fire. As Ibrahim alayhi salam is falling down into the fire, he said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'am al-wakil. Ibrahim alayhi salam have good thoughts, have husn al-dhan billah. He said, Allah is sufficient for me. And he is the best. He is the best one to put complete trust in. Hasbi Allah wa ni'am al-wakil. What was the result of this husn al-dhan? What was the result of the positive thinking of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah Azza wa Jal said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارْ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Allah commanded the fire to become peaceful and cool upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. Few years later, the same messenger dropped his wife and his child in a place, we all know the story. And as he was leaving them, this honorable woman, alayha salam Hajar, she asked him, Ya Ibrahim, how could you leave us here? He did not answer. Three times, and then she asked, Allahu amaraka bihada? Did Allah order you to do that? Did Allah command you to do that? He said, yes. And that's it. That's all what Hajar needed to hear. Listen to the honorable woman's answer. إِذَنْ لَنْ يُضَيِّعَنَا. Look at the حسن الظن بالله. Look at the positive thinking in Allah Azza wa Jal. She said, then he will never, ever disappoint us. That's it. Few years later, same messenger. Ibrahim alayhi salam became very close to Ismail, and the order came to slaughter his son. Many fathers and mothers in the crowd. If my son have a headache, if my son had a fever, I will have a sleepless night. How about to get an order to slaughter your son? So this great messenger went to his son and he told him, my son, I saw in a dream that I'm slaughtering you. What did the son who has husn al-dhan billah say? Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Oh my father, do whatever you have been commanded. Because he knows, he has husn al-dhan billah, that Allah will not command anything that will harm him. What was the result? وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we ransomed him with a great sacrifice. What a family. What a family. What a family that have complete trust and positive thought of Allah Azza wa Jal. Another messenger, Zakariya alayhi salam. Bring all doctors on earth and present this case. I have an 85-year-old man and I have an 80-year-old wife and they want to conceive naturally. What do you think, ya shabab? You ask the doctors. The doctors will tell you, are you crazy? This is impossible. And add to that, that when the wife was young, she was barren. When she was young, she was not able to have children anyway. Now at 80, you're asking for her to have a baby? Zakariya alayhi salam, the one who has good thoughts of Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, Habli min ladunka waliya. Ya Allah, gift me a son. Gift me a baby. That will be my wali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya. Allahu Akbar. O Zakaria, we give you the glad tidings of a baby boy called Yahya. Allah Azza wa Jal named the baby. And then we come to our most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was migrating from Mecca to Medina, we all know the story. They got into the cave with Abu Bakr. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, if they lowered their head, they're gonna see us. The most person on earth that have husn al-dhan billah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he say? Ma dhannuka bithnain, Allahu thalithuhuma. Ya Abu Bakr, what do you think of two? Allah is their third. And he said, La tahzan, inna Allaha ma'ana. Don't be sad, don't grieve. Allah is with us. What was the result of this husn al-dhan? فأنزل الله سكينته عليه. Allah sent His sakina, the tranquility, upon them. My brothers and sisters, many of you are saying, Ya Sheikh, these are all messengers. You're comparing us to messengers and prophets? Listen up. In the Quran, there are ayat for every hardship. Any hardship that you're going through, there's an answer and a reason to have positive thoughts about Allah. So, my brother and sister, if you are going through financial hardship, have husn al-dhan billah when you read, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. You should have positive thoughts in Allah when you read when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no walking creature on earth except I, the Razzaq, will provide for him. You're looking for a job? Remember, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ. And in the heaven is your provision and everything that you have promised. What does that mean? When Allah says that in the heaven is your provision, that means that no one on earth can touch it. Don't be scared from that boss. No one, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ. Your rizq is in the sama. No one on earth can touch it. You will have husn al-dhan in Allah Azza wa Jal. If you are feeling sick, have husn al-dhan billah when he said, وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. You go to the doctor, you take by the means, you take the medicine, but your heart is attached to the healer himself. And you remember that Allah said, when I get sick, He is the one who cured me. If you are going through any kind of grief or sadness, if you are going, which is unfortunately a lot lately, I'm having problem with my son, with my daughter. They're giving me such a hard time. Have a positive thoughts when you read when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمَّن يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. Remember, have positive thoughts. Have husn al-dhan billah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will answer, not listen, I will answer the dua of the muttar, of the one who's in dire need. Sometimes people ask me, make dua for my son, ya akhi, he's doing this, he's doing that, my daughter. I said, brother, I would love to, and I will inshallah, but no matter how much I love you, and no matter how much I love your son or your daughter, my dua will not be even equal or close to your dua to your son and your daughter. Because you are the muttar, you are the one in need, and Allah said, I will answer the one who is muttar, who's in dire need, and I will relieve the harm. وَيَكْشُفُ السُّوءُ. Ask Allah with certainty, with yaqeen, raise your hands in the middle of the night. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Allah, is there any better dua on earth than the dua that Allah told me to ask Him by? Impossible. My brothers and sisters, now it's the end of the year. If you are from the people who have sinned a lot during this year, have positive thoughts in Allah when you hear Him say, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Don't ever give up. Oh my ibad that have transgressed, that they sin, they did not commit. They committed all sins. Listen to Allah what He said. Don't ever give up on my mercy. Don't despair on my mercy. I, Allah, forgive all sins. Come back to Him, repent, and you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ghafoor al-rahima. My brothers and sisters, if we are patient while we are going through this hardship, listen to this carefully. انتظار الفرج عبادة تؤجر عليها. Waiting for the relief is an act of worship that you will be rewarded for. Waiting for relief, because you have certainty, you have husn al-dhan in Allah Azza wa Jal, you're just waiting, because the Hakim, the all-wise, know when is the best time to give you what you're asking for, because you have husn al-dhan billah Azza wa Jal. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Do you know who showed us حسن الظن بالله? Do you know who showed us positive thoughts about Allah? Our brothers and sisters in Gaza, live in front of you, live demonstration. Why? Because they believed in the words of Allah. Many ayat. وَكَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Because they read this ayah with their heart. How many times a small group of people have defeated a large group of people with the help of Allah? When the whole world united against them, when their brothers and sisters neglected them and deserted them, they knew that they only have Allah. Just like one of the old women in Palestine, she said, they have Biden, we have Allah. They have husn al-dhan in Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. They have so much trust in Allah because they heard with their heart Allah saying, and don't ever think that Allah is not aware of what the zalimun are doing. They have great good assumptions in Allah Azza wa Jal when they heard, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يُنْصُرَهُ. Allah will give victory to the people who give victory to Allah Azza wa Jal. Did they give victory to Allah? Have you ever seen anyone complaining? All you hear is Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Have you ever seen a woman with all these kind of circumstances without hijab? One woman. They're using the Quran as anesthesia. They have complete trust in Allah because Allah Azza wa Jal promised. The victory of Allah is qareeb. The victory of Allah is near. My brothers and sisters, there was a king. Who decided to conquer a village. So he told his army, get ready. So the army sent some spies to the village. And when the spies get to the village, they saw an old man and a young man cutting wood. يحتطبان. So they went to the old man and said, Tell us the secrets. How can we conquer this village? Tell us where the tunnels are. The man said, and they tempted him, of course, with wealth and stuff. He said, I will only tell you if you kill this young man, because I'm afraid he might go to the village and tell them that I spoke about them. I told you their secrets. So they killed the man. They killed the young man. And then they said, okay, now tell us. He said, this young man that you killed, he's my son. And I knew that you're going to kill me if I don't tell you. So I told you to kill him first because I don't want him to weaken if he sees me die in front of him. I don't want my son to weaken if he sees me die in front of him and he might tell you our secrets. Now go ahead and kill me. They went back to the king and told him what happened. He said, a village that have parents sacrificing their kids to protect it will never be defeated. Wallahi, 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 just like I'm seeing you, I'm seeing the victory in Gaza. Wallahi, 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 just like I'm seeing you and seeing me, I see the victory in Gaza. Since they have men, real men defending, knowing what does La ilaha illallah mean. Men that are dreaming and seeing in their front of their eyes the Jannah. اللهم انصر اخواننا في غزه اللهم اعز يا اهل يا رب العزه اعز اخواننا في غزه اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا اللهم افرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت اقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين اللهم اهزم بني صهيون اللهم اهزمهم اللهم زلزل الارض تحت اقدامهم اللهم زلزل الارض تحت اقدامهم اللهم ارنا فيهم يوما اسودا كيوم عاد وثمود يا رب انهم لا يعجزونك يا رب العالمين اللهم انهم لا يعجزونك يا رب العالمين يا قوي يا جبار يا كريم ارنا النصر يا الله يا الله يا كريم give them victory يا رب العالمين يا الله these people are not hard for you to defeat them يا الله one word from you يا الله and everybody will be destroyed. Ya Allah, give victory to our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Waj'alna fihi min as-sa'imin. Waj'alna fihi min al-qa'imin. Ya arhamar rahimin. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Please come forward from the hallway and fill up the main hall, please. Look down. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Sisters, please do the same.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدل الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته There are a few members of our committee that are sick Sister Afshan Arif, Sister Begum, Hasina Islam and Dr. Sultana Shoji Please keep them in your dua نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيهم نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيهم اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. Last week on Monday we started a program, bring your son to Fajr. Or should we say bring your father to Fajr? Bring your son to Fajr. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wallahi today when I turned my face there was 8 rows. And inshallah ta'ala on Sunday, not this Sunday, next Sunday when the holiday is over, hopefully they will be addicted to Fajr and they will make you come with them every day after. And we will distribute prizes for them, for all the kids, not the fathers. The kids, they will get prizes inshallah ta'ala for every kid who came the whole vacation. So maybe some people who are here did not hear about this. So inshallah ta'ala you could start from tomorrow morning. We have cameras. Forget about the cameras here. Worry about the camera up there inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of Fajr. Assalamu alaikum.